The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And boy, are we going back in history this morning. Joining me today, Dr. Herb Slavin. So the Slavin and Cimarelli Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour this morning. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
We always have a very, very interesting conversation about wide-ranging topics, and today should be no different. So one of the things that I'm going to start out with is just to let you give an update about what's new, what's happening at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. What's going on with Dr. Herb Slavin?
Well, our focus is still the same, obviously, trying to keep people out of the grasp of mainstream medicine.
Aha, okay, successfully.
In other words, you know, trying to show people how to stay well. My observations haven't seen great successes in mainstream medicine after you've gotten sick. So I think the emphasis really should be on keeping people well. But the reason that approach isn't taken by mainstream medicine is there's no money in that. The money is in letting you get sick. And if you think about it and how your doctors treat you, I think you would agree. They manage your illness. They manage it with drugs. They manage it with surgery and other treatments. But they never attempt to get you off the drugs or prevent the surgery. And I always say, if you don't know how to prevent the illness, how can I trust you to treat it?
It's been my observation that certain doctors forge this very tight relationship with their patients, and the patients seem to be going week after week after week, and that there is essentially no end in sight, and that we are, the patient is told, we are managing your disease. So we are successful because we are managing it. So they're managing it with blood tests. They're managing it with symptom control. But essentially, the disease can very well continue to progress.
Oh, sure. You've just hidden it behind a curtain of drugs.
Okay, and so here's one of my theories with regard to a curtain, that the real situation that has created the disease, and most particularly I'm thinking about thyroid. When you have thyroid issues, some of the symptoms would fall into a category that is singularly diagnosed by the medical community. You're depressed. Okay, here's an antidepressant. Your sleep is disturbed. Okay, here's a drug for insomnia. You have joint aches and pains. Okay, here's something, either an anti-inflammatory, something along those lines. If the doctor were to diagnose thyroid issues and support the thyroid function, then all of those symptoms that are their own disease category would go away. What do you have to say to that?
Well, one other common symptom or condition associated with dysfunctional thyroid is high cholesterol.
Right? I tell people all the time, before the introduction of cholesterol-lowering drugs, what did the medical community do with high cholesterol? They treated your thyroid, gave you thyroid medication.
And having said that, cholesterol is really not the problem, it's the symptom. So address lowering cholesterol doesn't remove the problem. But let me get into what the problem is with cholesterol, because it's very important for people to understand. And this is, you can read up about this on your own if you read Linus Pauling. Now, Linus Pauling, if you've never heard of him, and believe me, a lot of patients I talk to haven't heard of him, particularly the young ones.
Right. Well, he's been gone since the 90s, right? So, yeah.
But, so he was a big proponent of vitamin C, as most people know. And vitamin C is necessary, a necessary ingredient for for the production of two things in your body, collagen and cartilage. And we measure vitamin C levels. I don't know if your doctors are routinely doing it, but we do. And I routinely see people with low vitamin C levels. It tells me people aren't taking vitamin C. You have to know one other thing. Most animals make their own vitamin C. Only four mammals don't. Humans and primates, the fruit-eating bat, and the guinea pig. That's why the guinea pig is so useful in testing, because it's similar to humans in that regard, that they don't make vitamin C. The rats do. So using a rat might give you not as accurate test results as you would with a guinea pig. So having said that, Linus Pauling figured out that based on a human's weight, the dosage of vitamin C is about 2,000 milligrams a day if you're healthy. If you get sick, you should take more because animals will make more vitamin C when they're sick. So what happens when you don't have enough vitamin C? You don't have collagen. What is collagen used for? It gives strength to the body. Now, what is the condition where you have a total lack of collagen in the body? It's called scurvy. What happens when you have scurvy? Your body falls apart, pretty much. There's nothing holding it together. Your teeth fall out. I mean, everything... You die from scurvy. That's
your body falls apart.
Yeah. So if you're lacking vitamin C and don't have enough collagen, before you your body falls apart, though, it's going to be weakened because of the lack of collagen. And when you have a lack of collagen in your coronary arteries, the constant pumping of the heart on those arteries are going to cause microtrauma to those vessels. And the body's response to that is the deposition of plaque. In other words, a covering over those traumatized areas of the blood vessels. And as time goes on, if you do nothing to correct the deficiency, that plaque builds up until you have obstruction. And then you go for angioplasties with a stent, or you go for bypass surgery. But has the doctor ever once suggested take vitamin C? Linus Pauling has shown that taking vitamin C reverses the process, vitamin C along with lysine. And he felt so sure of his hypothesis that it would work. How did he know that? Well, he was able to actually look in the back of people's eyes, because you can see blood vessels there, and he saw a reversal of the whole process. So he knew it worked. It wasn't even, but he wanted to make it official. Went to the National Institute of Health for a grant. He explained his whole rationale for everything, and they refused him on two occasions, which tells me he's probably right. They don't want to find a way to prevent bypass surgery, because that's a multi-billion-dollar-a-year business.
So we see that the medical community is in the business of treating disease, and if you're a person who's interested in maintaining wellness, it isn't a physician, it isn't the FDA's information, it isn't necessarily even the NIH's information that you want to expose yourself to. There are so many different sources of information, and I'm going to say people can come to see you at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. They can come to see me here at Save-A-Lot, because that's what we do, support people's nutrition status and maintain wellness. For all of our listeners, this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and it's time for us to take a short break. But we'll be back with more conversation with Dr. Herb Slavin from the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Stay tuned.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Join our mailing list and get advance notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm sitting in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center office, my little office, and joining me today, Dr. Herb Slavin of the Institute of Advanced Medicine. And we're talking about how so many different connections can be made for the initiating factor for certain types of deterioration in your body. And what the medical community might do is focus on a particular symptom, aches and pains, headaches, insomnia, instead of searching a little bit more and finding the underlying issue. And in my view, so many times I see people with dysfunctional thyroid. But we're talking about cholesterol now, also related to dysfunctional thyroid. And then the importance of preventing that plaque buildup that has been focused on by the medical community, just focusing very narrowly on cholesterol and its impact on plaque in your coronary arteries. But there are other issues. So one of the ones that you were mentioning, Dr. Slavin, is Dr. Linus Pauling and his perspective about vitamin C deficiency, the disruption of collagen production, and then ultimately the damage in the coronary arteries. One of the things that I think someone is exposed to all the time is sugar, and they may be exposed knowingly or unknowingly. You have to be very aware to make sure that you have removed sugar from your diet. The other aspect is stress, and both of those have a negative impact on vitamin C. You were talking about when an animal is ill, their vitamin C production goes way up, so that when you have an illness, you need to make sure that you're doubling or tripling or even higher doses of vitamin C. The truth of the matter is people get very concerned about taking high doses of certain things, but vitamin C being so volatile a nutrient that you don't have a very extended time period when you take a vitamin C dose, a supplement, let's say, 500 milligrams. And I don't give higher than 500 milligrams because the body doesn't have the ability to absorb super high doses at one time. The importance of bioflavonoids taken along with that supplement. But when you're exposed to sugar, when you're exposed to stress, you need more vitamin C.
You know, one of the things I like to do with people is change their way of thinking, because we've been told over and over again, cholesterol and heart disease, they make that connection automatically. And then you'd start, if you do your own research, you would find out that other animals run high cholesterol levels. The grizzly bear, for example, will run cholesterol levels in the 800s.
I don't know about that comparison.
It's hard to take their blood, though, right? But they don't have coronary artery disease, probably because they're making vitamin C.
They eat a lot of berries, don't they?
Yeah, they have a healthy diet.
Salmon.
Natural.
Yeah.
No artificial ingredients.
Right.
And probably where they live, it's all organic.
Probably. Okay. Those, you know, what is that, Yogi Bear, a smarter bear?
So, but we've been told, oh, if your cholesterol levels are high in your blood, you must have coronary artery disease. And therefore, you must be placed on a statin drug. I mean, that's the progression of thinking that goes on. If you haven't heard about a test called the calcium score, it's a measurement of calcium in your coronary arteries, which is a reflection of how much plaque you have. And I always recommend that to people with elevated cholesterols that might be thinking about going on statins. I say, do this test first. And more often than not, we see no evidence of plaque in the arteries.
I went and had the ultra-fast CT scan of my heart, which gives you the calcium score, after I had done chelation therapy at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. My calcium score was zero.
And, you know, another little story about chelation therapy, because I don't know how many people talk about it, and if, you know, maybe you've heard about it, maybe you haven't. It's been around since the 1950s when it was discovered by accident that it reversed coronary artery disease. And that accident happened when they were using it for its initial purpose to treat lead poisoning. They treated people who had lead poisoning. Some of them also had angina, and their pain disappeared. That's an interesting observation, and they discovered that, you know, chelation was the reason for the reversal of the process, because they repeated it over and over again and got the same results. And then recently, as much as a couple of years ago, they did the trial to assess chelation therapy, the TAC trial. The government paid for a study. I guess they paid for it because they thought it wasn't going to come out positive, because we know the Linus Pauling request was denied. So they said, this is going to show once and for all chelation doesn't work. And it turned out it did work.
Okay, but that didn't make the headlines, did it?
No, and the cardiologists are still doing their same old stuff.
Okay, here's my perspective on that. Okay, you're going to remove the plaque in the coronary arteries, and that's of high importance, but you have plaque accumulations in other parts of your bodies, and I'm thinking kidneys and different areas of your body. So
how about the macula of your eye?
I like my macula to be doing really good things.
I mean, how many people are told they have macular degeneration? That's a vascular disease. Same process going on. But what do they tell you to do for it? They don't tell you to have chelation therapy or take vitamin C or improve your diet. You know, they say when it gets actually, they don't really have too much for you, but they do have patients that have that. I think they go to eye doctors and get some kind of injection in their eye.
Right, they do. It's very interesting because I once had an incredibly comprehensive eye exam, and I was able to see what the ophthalmologist saw with regard to the blood vessels in back of my eye. And once again, it was a very, very pleasant report, as was the calcium score of zero, but the blood vessels in the back of my eye that were very clearly observable on their technology, they were not torturous in any way, and they were clear. It was such a blessing to be able to see that the things that I do to keep myself well and to support my vision actually were working.
Now, I had a discussion yesterday with a patient.
Yes.
And her family's in Brazil. She's from Brazil. And she said in Brazil, they want to see patients as young as possible to put them on the, a healthy
regimen
to keep them healthy. They don't do that in this country, except in one instance. They want to give everybody vaccines. That's their answer to keeping people healthy. Get lots of vaccines.
Okay, so now that brings me to a discussion that I had a little bit of information about. The CDC said that last year's flu season killed either the flu or complications from the flu killed 80,000 people. And I know in the past that you have talked about CDC numbers. They mentioned the year before, no, in the year 2012, the number of deaths was about 10 to 12,000. So you're saying that they don't necessarily have statistics to support those numbers that they throw out.
Well, there's still a couple other numbers missing. They used to say about 30,000 before the flu season, and then after the flu season, they really never reported it. The only reason I can think of them reporting it now is they want to promote vaccinations, the flu shot. But they haven't said, with the 80,000 people, what percentage of them had the flu vaccine.
Right.
Did they ever give that information out?
I haven't heard of that information, but I have certainly spoken to many, many people that the week or 2 weeks after they've had the vaccine, they're in here. What can I do? I have all the symptoms of the flu.
So I want, when you hear a number like that, 80,000 people got the flu vaccine,
died.
Don't know how many people died.
That's their number, died. 80,000 deaths last flu season.
And we don't know if they got the flu shot or not. We don't know what other, we don't know if they're on medications that might predispose them to the flu.
We don't know if they had been diagnosed with some debilitating immune impact disease.
Well, that's, I think, is the central issue for all illness is your immune system.
Right.
So if you see so many people dying of the flu, there's an epidemic of weakened immune systems. What is mainstream medicine doing to strengthen your immune system? The vaccines do not strengthen your immune system. If you get a vaccine and you have a weakened immune system, the vaccines don't work. I tell patients, if you have a strong immune system, you don't need the vaccine. What's the point?
Okay, so the vaccine essentially is meant to stimulate your body to produce antibodies because you're putting something that your immune system should react to. And if you don't have a highly functioning immune system, that reaction is minimal and even, as we've said, possible to create illness.
And the other thing, too, is immunity doesn't equal resistance. In other words, another way of saying it, if you have antibodies to something, that doesn't equal immunity. I think that'd be a better way of saying it. In other words, you can do a test, you have antibodies to the flu, but that doesn't mean that you're going to resist the flu if you're exposed to it. That's been shown. In other words, so you can Google this.
Okay, so what do we have to do to maintain and enhance our resistance?
Okay, well, and I think when you look at the different alternative treatments that have been used over the years, the one thing they all have in common is strengthening the immune system, and that's why they get the results they do. I'm not just thinking about, for example, IV vitamin C, The ultraviolet blood treatments.
I love them. I have used both of those with great success.
Low-dose naltrexone. How about that one? Low-dose naltrexone.
Okay, now that the low-dose naltrexone, what I think maybe we should do is take a short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and when we come back, we can talk a little bit about low-dose naltrexone. People might have familiarity with naltrexone, but they don't necessarily know about the low-dose use of that particular substance. For our listeners, we are here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and you're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and when we come back, more of our health-supporting conversations. Stay tuned.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm right here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center speaking with Dr. Herb Slavin. And when we took a break, we're coming back, going to talk about naltrexone. But before I get into the discussion about low-dose naltrexone, I want to let everyone know that Jeff Owen of Enzymedica will be here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center tomorrow with samples, literature, all kinds of good information, and lots of good things going on tomorrow from 11 to 3, 11 to 5, different things going on. And all of the information is available on the email that goes out every Thursday evening. So if you haven't been getting an update on all of the activities at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, make sure that you get on the email list. You will get one email a week with the update on everything going on here at Save-A-Lot. And keep in mind, I will be here at Save-A-Lot from 2 to 6 today and on Saturday from 12:30 to 5:30. So those are the important things happening this afternoon and tomorrow here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so today we're very fortunate to have Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're conversing about cholesterol, about your immune system, vaccines, everything people need to know. And okay, so you mentioned low-dose naltrexone. Tell us about, first of all, naltrexone is a drug to help people overcome addictions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So is it being used now at all with the people addicted to opiates, and is it effective for those people?
Okay. So naltrexone is used to block the effects of alcohol and narcotics or opiates.
Okay.
In a dose of 150 milligrams a day.
Okay.
One of the doctors who was treating people in that category, was thinking to himself, I guess he was thinking, I wonder what would happen if we gave a low dose of naltrexone to people in the context of if high doses block endorphins, but the endorphins sort of coming from extraneous sources, the alcohol or the narcotic, if we give a low dose and it blocks your intrinsic production of endorphins, then when it wears off, because it's a low dose, so it only works for a short period of time, think about it. A low dose we're talking about is 4.5 milligrams versus 150 milligrams. So it works for a very brief time. And then when it wears off, there's a rebound effect where the body now overproduces endorphins.
I want that.
And so he followed people with various conditions to see what effect it would have on them, and he saw very positive results with really no side effects with a low dose.
Tell our listeners the effect and benefit that endorphins have on an individual.
Well, they talk about endorphins being like the feel-good...
pleasurable.
Your substances made in your body. It must have a very positive effect on your immune system, strengthens the immune system, because...
The endorphins are going to be immune system supports.
Well,
in an indirect way.
Because if you look at the effects that people have experienced who are taking low-dose naltrexone, it addresses almost every condition people can have, from cancer to autoimmune disease to dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autoimmune disease I mentioned, thyroid problems. Almost everything you can think of is helped. So what it makes me think of when that happens, I say there must be an infectious component behind all those conditions. So we don't think of cancer as an infection, but maybe we would change our approach to it if we thought of it in those terms. What does that mean? Well, you have a weakened immune system first that allows the infections to activate or take hold in your body, and depending upon how it affects the cell, it causes a problem. You know, affects a cell in one way, you call it cancer. Affects a cell in another way, you call it Alzheimer's. And don't think I'm far-fetched here, because we told this story on the radio a while back about Chris Christopherson. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And I don't know if it was a year into the illness or longer, a doctor said, why don't we test you for Lyme disease? And he tested positive, and they started treating him, and his dementia cleared up.
Wow, what a story.
So there's a connection between something you wouldn't think of as being associated with an infection. Strengthen the body's own mechanisms for dealing with infections. And when it comes to infections in the body, we're talking about bacteria, viruses, and fungus. So
right.
It's going to help things across the board because it's helping the body's immune system. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're deficient in vitamin C or vitamin D, you don't have to worry about that because you're taking low-dose naltrexone. No. You have to support your body in every which way. Now, one disease that affects nerves. It's a neurological
demyelinating disease.
And they found once people were put on low-dose naltrexone, there was a no longer a progression of the illness or recurrent episodes. Because
okay.
You would go into remission and you'd
right.
have an attack
right.
again. So it sort of stopped.
that music might be a signal that I need to... Okay, thank you. Sorry about that interruption. All right. So the dose would be between 3 and 4.5 milligrams of naltrexone in order to...
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, Koji Berry Magnesine, Lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
I'm back connected. Hello? Okay, I'm on. Happy day. All right, technical difficulties. Oh my goodness, I touched nothing. And so to our listeners who've just stayed with me through those technical difficulties, thanks so much. And unfortunately, we've had to say goodbye to Dr. Herb Slavin. He has a prior commitment. So for the next few minutes, it will be just Janet here talking, following up on our conversation. It's very interesting because we talked about low-dose naltrexone being able to create a rebound effect in your brain so that your endorphin production is more significant. Okay, so how are endorphins going to help you? What impact will those endorphins have overall on your body? This is very important information. Besides the aspect that your mood is going to be supported, that you're going to feel
the ability to experience pleasure. Keeping in mind, when people's endorphins are low, their neurochemistry is out of balance, they're not necessarily able to experience pleasurable things, to maintain a positive outlook. So number one, that's a crucially important aspect to being able to enjoy your day. Those endorphins being produced in a very efficient way. Now, when you have those endorphins, you are most likely to be motivated to maintain that state. And in motivating you to maintain that state, you're more likely to choose health supporting foods, you're more likely to choose health-supporting supplements, specific supplements that are going to be beneficial for your individual health challenge. So the endorphins have this essentially almost like a waterfall effect. It's coming from your brain. Your mood and pleasure is supported and accentuated, so to speak. And then what that means, the stress hormones don't have the damaging effect that they would have without those endorphins, the damaging effect on your cells. And as Dr. Slavin was saying, it depends on what cells get affected. If they're part of your neurological system, and that could be dementia, memory loss, it could be depression, it could be insomnia. So here's the endorphin being supportive of those neurological cells, and they're going to function at a better rate, better level. And then, okay, let's say you might have the cardiovascular issues. Again, those symptoms might not necessarily progress in the presence of the LDN, low-dose naltrexone. They wouldn't necessarily progress because the accumulation of debris would very gradually reduce so that normal function was restored to those cells in the cardiovascular system. And so it goes with your immune system, your hormonal system. So you can see a range of systemic benefits when the endorphins are present in substantial content in your body. Fabulous, fabulous information. And unfortunately, Dr. Slavin has had to leave us, but I'm here for the duration of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And what I'm going to do is take a short break right now. And when I come back, I want to focus a little bit on the vaccines that you're being told will help you to avoid becoming ill with a cold or a flu, in particular the flu. And so after these messages, I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Janna Juice. Two capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Janna Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
To the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm Janet Cimarelli. Unfortunately, my special guest, Dr. Herb Plavin, had to leave for a prior commitment. However, for the next few minutes, just going over some of the things that we talked about, the importance of understanding supporting your immune system so that you have greater resistance. That was an interesting aspect of Dr. Slavin's information, that having the antibodies to a specific flu, and that's what the flu vaccine is going to do. It's going to cause your body to produce those antibodies, supposedly protective against the flu. But Dr. Slavin was mentioning that those antibodies don't necessarily correlate with resistance. So what are the things that you're going to do to support your immune system so that you have resistance? You may be exposed to the infectious microorganism, the virus. However, you have the ammunition, so to speak, to resist succumbing to that virus. That virus no longer has the capacity to make you sick. So what's one of the first things that you can do? Check your vitamin C level. Not only are you going to be supportive of your immune system, but as Dr. Slavin was mentioning, it's going to be supportive of collagen. It's going to minimize inflammation. So there's a whole array of benefits that you're going to get, but particularly at this time of the year, the benefit that you're going to be most looking for is immune system support. So you can check your vitamin C blood levels. Very important to see where you stand. You might be taking vitamin C, but not necessarily getting the kind of level within your body that supports your resistance. Check your vitamin D level. And it's really interesting because I have people come in here and their vitamin D level is, let's say, 65. And their doctor tells them, no, you don't need to be taking vitamin D. You're level 65. You're way above where you really need to be for maintaining an effective vitamin D status. Well, the truth of the matter is, the range is 30 to 100. So when you get over 100, that's when you should modify your vitamin D level, your serum vitamin D. However, 70 to 80 would be an excellent, excellent target number. And what is that correlated to? It is how your immune system has the capacity to fight off disease. People who've never taken vitamin D before, it's an astonishing experience because you have such great resistance to colds and flu and whatever infection might be hitting the population. You will have the ammunition to resist it. So what are some of the best ways to check the efficiency of your immune system? At the Advanced Medical Testing Center, you can ask for a spectrocell micronutrient test. And you can certainly have your vitamin C, your vitamin D level tested. You can do a red and white blood cell profile so you can see the level of activity of your white blood cells. That's a reflection of how efficiently your immune system is working. Then you're looking at your red blood cells to see that your red blood cells have the capacity to carry oxygen. Remember that oxygenated blood and tissue is, again, part of the picture of an efficient immune system. So, Advanced Medical Testing Center, when you have a prescription from your doctor, your insurance will cover certain of the tests. And if you want some information about just coming in and paying for your blood test. They can give you the information about costs for different tests that I've mentioned. The Advanced Medical Testing Center, 754-216-2332. That's Advanced Medical Testing Center, where you can go for a blood draw, see what your vitamin D level is, see what your vitamin C level is. You might want to see white, red and white blood cells. If you wanted to do a urinalysis, you would see what your pH level is. That acid-alkaline balance, also a critical aspect of how well your body is functioning, how balanced it is. If you are too acidic, you have the potential to be unfortunately more vulnerable to inflammatory processes. If you are too alkaline, you have another set of potentially debilitating aspects. So you want pH balance, and a urinalysis at the Advanced Medical Testing Center will give you that information. And again, you can find out what you need for a prescription. You can find out if the tests you're looking for will be covered by insurance, and all the information you need. You can call 754-216-2332, and I believe that Monday would be the best day because they are at this point closed. Then I want to tell people about the supplements that they can use so you have the ability to fight off whatever infection is making the rounds. Rainbow Light Counterattack. People who see me on a regular basis, they know how effective Counterattack is. At the very first thought that you may have that, oh, am I getting sick? Start with that Counterattack, and you've got very efficient prevention. And then, so one a day if you're looking about prevention. If you know that you have been exposed to an illness and you're getting sick, take several times a day. Take them two at a time, several times a day when you're ill. And what happens then? You shorten the intensity of the illness. You shorten the duration of the illness. Natural Factors has Anti-V, and as the label describes, Anti-V, it's antiviral combinations of herbs. It's available in both a liquid and a capsule form. So lots of things that you can do to minimize an exposure to, could be a cold, sore throat, could be the flu. The difference, most people know, a cold is going to kind of come on slowly. You're just, oh, I think I'm okay. Well, no, maybe I've got stuffy nose, a runny nose, but it comes on slowly. The flu hits with a vengeance. It is very, very fast. In the morning, you may be absolutely fine, and then by the evening, boom, you are ill. So very important to minimize your exposure to sugar, minimize your exposure to stress. And you say, well, I can't change the stress that I'm exposed to. What you can do is change your response to the stress. And things like drinking more water, hot water and lemon, having a massage, soaking your feet in Epsom salts. Those are just some things that you can do, once again, to minimize the possibility that stress is going to create a cascade of stress hormones that ultimately weaken your immune system. We talked about vitamin D, and when you're ill, you can actually think about 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 just for a couple of days, but it will help you recover from whatever you've been exposed to.
garlic and onions. They stimulate glutathione transferase, and that helps you detox. So your immune system, your immune cells are going after the infectious agent and killing that microorganism. You want to get it out of your body as quickly as possible. Detoxification enzyme is what you want to find, and you find it in garlic and onions. Green tea. Okay, so green tea supports catechins. Green tea and berries, the antioxidants. Antioxidants being very protective of healthy cells, their defenses are more significant. They're able to defend themselves. So things like parsley, squash, apricots, sweet potatoes. Okay, you want that those used up white blood cells, the immune cells, to get out of your body quickly when they have done their job and killed off other viral or bacterial cells. Fiber. So the fiber is going to be helpful at maintaining the proper gut chemistry. So all kinds of things that you can do on a regular basis to support your immune system. The vitamin C, you're going to get lots of vitamin C in peppers, kiwi, guava, Brussels sprouts, potatoes. So not only do you have the opportunity of taking supplements supporting all of these different nutrients within your body, you also have the opportunity for maintaining that good health with the dietary choices that you make. To all of my listeners, thanks for bearing with me during the technical difficulties. This has been the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'll be at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center from 2 to 6, and we'll be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.